Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi there, trying to find out what the status of my order is.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
No problem.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And I'm just waiting on the database. And it won't be too much longer now.
No problem.
And can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Adamson, ADAMSON.
And your zip code?
It's a Canadian postal code, LAK4H6.
Oh, okay. LAK4H6.
L8K. And 4H6.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm the first name associated with the order?
Mark.
And the address?
It is going to 607 King Street West, 205 in Kitchener.
I have a completely different address associated with the order.
You have an address, 20 Glen Echo Drive, Unit 10, Hamilton?
Yes, sir. And go ahead.
I did choose a different address for this one than the first one I made.
I can only see the address that the second address you confirmed. But can you confirm the email address associated with the order?
MarketMenInBlack.ca.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. I do see that this is your eShop order. And the order was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on December the 28th.
And so that one, the Delta Flyer, I've already received. That wasn't the one I was calling about.
Oh, okay.
So I've ordered two other things. I've ordered two other things since then. The third one was just this past week, so I'm not worried about that one at this point. But the other one I ordered in early January, and I haven't seen it.
Okay.
About it, so
let's see here. And what was the other address that you provided?
It's 607 King Street West, Kitchener, Ontario.
Okay, and the postal code?
N2G1C7.
Okay, thank you. Now, at 607 King Street West, is it like Unit 205A?
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. And yeah, I understand your order I mean, you're interested in the order from January, so let's see what's going on with the USS Defiant. Let's see here. The order shipped on January 28th. There's no tracking that I can check or provide, but it did ship out on January 28th.
Oh. Weird. Because I also haven't seen any tracking of it, and your own tracking website just says it's still processing the order.
Oh, okay. Well, it has shipped. So that's definitely good news, and I don't know how long it would take for the product to get to you, you know, with you being in Canada. So I do apologize about my lack of knowledge in that regards. Maybe if it shipped on January 28th, you'd have it by February 28th. I would hope that it wouldn't take any longer than a month.
If it shipped, I mean, the other one I received a notice, the first one I received a notice that it had shipped, and then 2 days later I had it. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed with that.
That is awesome. So, one has shipped, so that's good news, and hopefully it will be arriving to you very soon.
But why hasn't the order site changed? Like, why hasn't that been updated?
I don't have any information about that. I couldn't answer that question because I don't know.
And you can tell how it's being shipped? Is it still a DHL?
It doesn't say to me what shipping provider is shipping the order. Because for U.S. orders, it would begin the shipping process with a partner shipping provider called Newgistics. But since this is an international order, it may be DHL. I'm really not sure. I wonder what happens if I click on this button. It can't hurt anything. It's not going to cancel anything. It says open global e-portal. Oh, but then it needs a login that I don't have. So that doesn't help anything. Let me see something really quickly. Let's see.
All right.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Hopefully my manager is available so that she can provide me with an answer because she's very knowledgeable. Oh, yeah, she's responding. So let's see what she says. And my manager says that she's going to try to check the order.
Okay.
Let's see here. In fact, let's see. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay, so my manager says that we shipped it to Global E, but it looks like Global E has not dispatched it from their hub yet.
Okay.
And then she's typing something else, so let's see if that's any helpful information for me to provide to you. She says that they'll send an email to you once they do dispatch the package from their hub. And the tracking will be at DHL, and she provided a link, but I don't know that that link goes any further than just the DHL website. Yeah, it just goes, wait, oh, it goes further. Oh, cool. That's neat. Let me get this shipping information to you.
Okay.
Let's see. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
I need what I need to do at some point when I have the free time is ask my manager how she did what she did so that I can more easily be able to assist customers like yourself faster. So I know she was very fast, but then, you know, it could have been a day where maybe she called in sick, maybe she was off for the day, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And if there wasn't another agent that is as knowledgeable as she is, then I would have been in a bad spot and I wouldn't have been able to provide you with as much information or as be as helpful, but I'm glad that she was available. And, this is pretty awesome, actually. Let's see, link to tracking for Eagle Moss shipment. That's the subject of the email. And let me grab the link and then just put it in the email, make it a hyperlink. So you can just click on it. Okay, I've sent that email to your email address. I can wait for you to verify receipt of that email. That is not a problem.
Okay, I've got it.
Very nice, very nice. All right. Good. Well, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Nope, that was it. Just wanted to know what's going on.
All right.
So, thank you.
You're very welcome. If there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you
Actually,
very much.
One other question. There is one other question I had for you. I called to find out about my first order after it had been a while. The one rep had offered me a 20% off discount on a future order, and that I would get an email to that effect, but I haven't seen an email about it. I wonder if there's any in the notes about that.
Let me check on your orders. Let's see here. The order from January?
Yeah, the one from December.
December. Let me find that order.
Which I didn't get till next week, so, or last week, so that's why.
Let's see. Okay, the order from, let's see. I'm going to view the notes on the order to see where confirmation may lie.
The item was the Delta Flyer.
Okay, the first thing we looked up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. It says that an email was supposed to be sent with a 20% code to use towards your next purchase.
Which I never received.
Okay, let's see here. Da-da-da. All right, let's see here. Okay, let's see here. So I posed the question to the manager in regards to the 20% code being emailed to you.
Right.
And while we're waiting on her response, so, like, are you, like, a worker for, like, Area 52 in Canada, and you use the little tool to wipe people's memories if whenever they learn information they're not supposed to know?
No, it's actually the name of my wedding disc jockey business.
Oh, very cool, very cool. I can understand so, that, you know, men in black suits, okay, you know.
Yeah, there's an image attached to that, so we have fun with that.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and I thought I would put that question out there just, you know, because I figured it would probably make you laugh. And, you know, I like to put a smile on a customer's face because you never know what a customer is going through. You never know how their day is going. So as long as
very
I can,
true.
You know, provide just a little ray of light in that customer's day, I like to do that if the opportunity presents itself.
You take those moments when you can.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm just waiting on a reply from the manager.
Okay.
And let's see here. And while I'm waiting her reply, I'll send her some evidence in regards to the previous promise. Let's see here.
As if I was going to try and rip you off, I would have said it was free.
No, it's nothing about that. It's just so that I can show her evidence that our agent did what it, you know, offered to provide you with a code for 20% off. Let's see if I can. I don't think I have the ability to just send out a code for 20% discount. I think that's something that has to be escalated over to management. And then management would send it out. So that way we don't, you know, just have customers all, you know, willy-nilly giving out that code. Let's see here.
Welcome to it.
Thanks so much. Does anybody give you a hard time sitting up here at the front?
No, so few people come in. Nobody knows we're here.
Yeah, that's good. You're hitting that.
Let's see here.
How's everything going?
Talking along.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah, my latest thing right now is I'm working on a manual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, having fun with that.
See ya.
We'll have to get you out to Charlie West.
I look forward to that.
Kind of got held up with lighting delivery from China. About 2 months late.
Yeah.
Okay, so my manager says that she'll send you the code for the 20% discount. And,
one of the two doesn't matter. Was there... I'm sorry. PDIs, or mock PDIs. I teach them how to do it properly. I don't know if they're going to like that. But, you know, well, we're going to beat the hell out of it for quality control first, but then when they go through into their PDIs, I want to make sure they're not promising extra stuff and things, which they were doing before. They got a lot of people complaining about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
if everyone's singing the same tune, that's not going to happen. Or if it does happen, we all know it's crap. So, that's the thing.
Say, you know, probably by the end of March, or 2 to 5, it's going to
work. Cool. Thanks. Fine.
And I thank you for your patience.
No worries. Any luck?
Okay, so my manager said that she's going to send you the code. She'll get that sent out to you as quickly as possible. I would probably say you'd have it probably within an hour. I don't think that she would take any longer than that to get it sent out to you, but I don't know how much work that she has on her plate. But considering the amount of time that it would take for her to send that email, I would imagine that it wouldn't be any problem for her to get that out to you probably within an hour. And was there anything else that I could assist with today? Okay. All righty. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It's my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thanks, man. You too. Have a good one.
Welcome. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.